The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. Following the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Ava Jane Murlock of Indianola.
Good morning, friends in the Senate. I bring to you a prayer that was part of our Palm Sunday service, and it was a song, but this is the way I'm going to present it. O Lord, O sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thy only crown, how art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain, but mine was a transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Touch on me with thy favor, vouchsafe me to thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? O, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee. Amen. Have a blessed Easter.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? This time I recognize the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to move the following bills to the unfinished business calendar: Senate File 488 and attached House File 428, Senate File 489 and attached House File 708, Senate File 583 and attached House File 839, Senate File 114 and attached House File 558. Senate File 144 and attached House File 311. Senate File 188 and attached House File 361. Senate File 254 and attached House File 424. Senate File 259 and attached House File 315. Senate File 287 and attached House File 317. Senate File 294 and attached House File 388. Senate File 317 and attached House File 380. Senate File 320 and attached House File 236. Senate File 323 and attached House File 314. Senate File 324 and attached House File 233. Senate File 330. Senate File 334. Senate File 338 and attached House File 491. Senate File 370 and attached House File 746. Senate File 349. Senate File 362 and attached House File 724. Senate File 374, Senate File 385 and attached House File 699, Senate File 388 and attached House File 452, Senate File 390 and attached House File 848, Senate File 401 and attached House File 284, Senate File 408, Senate File 415 and attached House File 513, Senate File 416 and attached House File 514, Senate File 439 and attached House File 435. Senate File 440 and attached House File 433. Senate File 451 and attached House File 426. Senate File 454 and attached House File 556. House File 458 and attached House File 748. Is that Senate File? I'm sorry. Senate File 458 and attached House File 747. Senate File 460 and attached House File 583. Senate File 480, Senate File 492. Senate File 520 and attached House File 739. Senate File 523 and attached House File 805. Senate File 527 and attached House File 835. Senate File 537. Senate File 544 and attached House File 605. Senate File 553 and attached House File 719, Senate File 557, Senate File 561, Senate File 564, Senate File 570 and attached House File 603, Senate File 582, Senate Joint Resolution 2 and attached House Joint Resolution 5.
For clarification purposes, we're going to move to the unfinished business, Senate File 180 instead of 188, and attached to Senate File, or excuse me, House File 361, Senate File 340 instead of 370, and attached to House File 746. Seeing no objections, so ordered. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to re-refer the following Senate files from the regular calendar to committee. Senate File 108 to Local Government, Senate File 125 to Human Resources, Senate File 171 to Judiciary, Senate File 174 to Judiciary, Senate File 233 to Transportation, Senate File 241 to Judiciary, Senate File 255 to Veterans Affairs, Senate File 257 to Veterans Affairs, Senate File 332 to Transportation, Senate File 335 to State Government, Senate File 337 to State Government, Senate File 339 to Judiciary, Senate File 355 to State Government, Senate File 386 to Judiciary, Senate File 409 to State Government, Senate File 410 to State Government, Senate File 414 to State Government, Senate File 417 to State Government, Senate File 418 to State Government, Senate File 420 to Transportation, Senate File 423 to State Government, Senate File 449 to Judiciary, Senate File 465 to Natural Resources, Senate File 483 to Agriculture, Senate File 485 to Labor, Senate File 493 to Labor, Senate File 510 to Veterans Affairs, Senate File 511 to Veterans Affairs, Senate File 512 to Judiciary, Senate File 513 to Judiciary, Senate File 515 to Judiciary, Senate File 516 to Judiciary, Senate File 525 to Human Resources, Senate File 526 to Human Resources, Senate File 528 to Human Resources, Senate File 530 to Commerce, Senate File 533 to Judiciary, Senate File 536 to Judiciary, Senate File 538 to State Government, Senate File 539 to State Government, Senate File 545 to Education, Senate File 552 to Commerce, Senate File 555 to Human Resources, Senate File 556 to Local Government, Senate File 563 to Local Government, Senate File 565 to Commerce, Senate File 572 to Judiciary, Senate File 573 to State Government, House Joint Resolution 15 to State Government, and Senate Joint Resolution 16 to Natural Resources.
As a note, the Secretary of Senate will email the list to the full body. Seeing no objections, so ordered. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Smith, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in the chamber, we have a 12-year veteran. Congressman Randy Feenster is here. He's a good friend, but more importantly, he's a good father and a good person. And he is doing a great job representing the 4th Congressional District in Washington, D.C. So I want the Senate to welcome back Congressman Randy Feenster.
It sure is a pleasure to see you back in the chamber, Congressman Feenstra. For what purposes does the Senator from Webster, Senator Green, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Today is Ames Day at the Capitol. They're going to be dropping off meals in the Senate lounge from Hickory Park, so be sure to thank them today. So, thanks.
For what purpose does the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction and an invitation?
I am so excited for your introduction.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, in front of all of us, and Congressman Feenstra, I want you to take special note of this. The official Tulip Queen and her court from Pella, Iowa are here. Queen Alyssa Giddings, Hannah Cheddar, Ashley Hardman, Olivia DeHaan Birch, and Tessa Brower. And so let's first of all welcome them to the Iowa Capitol, and then, Mr. President, if I could be recognized again.
You are in order.
Because I was at the prayer breakfast and I didn't have adequate time to plan all of this, normally, as you recall, this group of young ladies is allowed on the floor of the Senate, but along with other changes we've made, that's not possible this year. But we usually, I think, have them introduce themselves and their parents that I think are with us. So. Let's have them do that, and then, and you also, Queen Alyssa, if you would tell us when the Tulip Festival is taking place, we'd appreciate it.
We are so excited to be here with you today. We would like to thank you
In order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one more note. The Queen mentioned that this year we didn't get the annual treats, or you didn't get the annual treats. I just want to let you know how special it is to represent Senate District 40. With that, Mr. President, I thank you for indulging this moment.
Thank you, Senator. We certainly welcome the Queen and her court, and especially the parents that have done such a fabulous job with those young ladies that I got the opportunity to meet with. And I'd have to disclose a little secret, too, as one of the benefits of sitting in the president's chair is you get to get a little box as well. So I just encourage everyone to go down there. I'm so happy that we're going to get back to normalcy, and they're going to get that Tulip Festival back going. And so We are in the, are there any senators seeking the floor for any personal points? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers House File 828 from the calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means, House File 728 from the Committee on Local Government to the Committee on Ways and Means. I recognize the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you. Republicans will caucus briefly in room 22. I would move the Senate recess until the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee.
Motion to recess until the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee. For clarity purposes, the points of privilege will be done after the Appropriations Committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The Senate will be in recess until conclusion.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. We are in recess to the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee.